Hi, guys. I'm Howard Cross, former tight end of the New York Giants. And today I'm going to show you how to get fit like the Giants. Guys, for 13 years, I've played in the NFL. And the most important thing to me was to be healthy. If you're healthy, you're on the field. And part of that is fitness. But we're going to talk about body parts today and one specific thing. And to do that, I'm going to speak to my buddy, my friend, Dr. Brian Kelly. He's an orthopedic surgeon from the Hospital of Special Surgery, and his specialty is the hip. Doc, welcome.
How you doing, Howard?
I'm all right. My hips feel good.
So we're going to talk a little bit about the hips today and how important those are in athletics. The most important thing is to recognize where your hip is. When I say hip, what do you think of? Point to where your hip is.
It's just like a test for them, just like a first grade. I got hips right here.
And you failed. You failed. Everyone thinks their hip is out on the side, but hip is usually in the groin. So a lot of times in young people, athletes, if you're getting a lot of hip flexor strains and groin pulls, you may have something going on in your hip joint itself, and you may not be generating the power that you need.
And even though I'm in great physical shape for this age that I'm in, not quite as old as Doc, we're going to get somebody younger, not quite as good looking, to come in and help us with this. Lee Weiss, there you go.
How are you?
Assistant athletic trainer and physical therapist for the New York Giants.
Lee, you've been working with athletes for a long time and been focusing on their hips. Can you demonstrate some of these exercises using Howard?
Sure. Let's start with the chair squat. And the chair squat is great for a total lower body strengthening, but also mobility. So it's going to work on the ankles, it's going to work on the knee, and it's also going to work on the hip. So what I'm going to ask you to do, Howard, is stand with, you know, your feet shoulder width apart, and then you're going to bring your hips back as if you're sitting in a chair, keeping a nice long spine. And come on up. Good.
The most important thing is good form. So you don't want to do it so you're fatiguing out. So if you're doing it two or three times a week as part of your warm-up, it's going to be probably sufficient. Lee, how about some simple exercises you can do almost anywhere?
Sure, Dr. Kelly. Let's talk about a standing lunge. Basically, facing forward, all you're going to do is keep your feet started together. You're going to step out and get a good stretch on that right hip flexor, and then step back.
Like this?
Perfect. So the idea is to keep a nice long spine, get a real good stretch along the front of your hip.
And I think the key to all of these exercises is to make sure that you're maintaining a good form.
Thanks, Lee. Thanks, Docs, for showing us how to get fit like the Giants. Now, fans, you can submit a video to show us how you get fit like the Giants for a chance to win a day at the Timex Performance Center. Go to Facebook, Hospital Special Surgery, for more information.